The Texas Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-0 in Arlington, Texas last night. The win evens the series at 2 games apiece. The keys to the Rangers' victory were a single swing to the bat on offense and 112 pitches from their starter, Derek Holland. NPR's Mike Pesca was at the ballpark and filed this report.
Mike Napoli. Napoli. It's fun to say. Napoli. Rangers fans were screaming in the sixth inning as their slugging catcher and sometimes first baseman Mike Napoli came to bat. Edwin Jackson, the Cardinals starter, seemed to be auditioning for the lead of the newest show of the fall season, Walking Texas Rangers. He had just given out his 7th free pass and was lifted in favor of reliever Mitchell Boggs. Despite Jackson's wildness, the Rangers had only managed one run up to that point, and there was a palpable sense in the ballpark that the Cardinals needed to pay. It took one pitch for some frontier justice as the Texas Rangers radio network had the call.
The set, a high leg kick, and the pitch swung on and belted. Deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It's way back in the corner. It is history. A 3-run Jimmy Jack for Mike Napoli.
The Napoli knack for Jimmy Jacks was equaled by Ranger starter Derek Holland's performance on the mound. He brought a 2-hitter into the ninth when, with one on, Rangers manager Ron Washington came out to lift the wispy lip to lefty. Again, the Rangers radio network.
The entire infield is listening in on the conversation between Ron Washington and Derek Holland. He has
ever wonder what gets said in those moments when the pitcher wants to stay in to finish the job, but the manager knows better? After the game, Derek Holland recounted the dialogue.
I was doing everything I could. I was like, look, Wash, I've made it this far. I've been working my butt off. Come on, let me get this. And he's like, no, you ain't going to do that, son. You got to get out of here. Just listen to the crowd on your way out. And I can get the double play. I'm telling you, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to get this double play.
And I told him I knew he can.
Rangers manager Ron Washington.
I know you can get that ground ball double play, but I'm going to Neffy.
Holland.
I was like, come on, Wash.
Washington.
He was begging. I just told him, if you want to stay out here, get on your knees. He walked off the field.
Can't win that argument. Out I went.
To the cheers of the crowd and the fastball of Rangers closer Neftali Feliz, who preserved the 4-0 victory. Holland is in turns insouciant and intense. He revels in the pregame playful slap his manager bestows upon him, and he started to think of each game as a boxing match. He sits on his stool between rounds, imagining his manager as playing the role Christian Bale won an Oscar for in the movie The Fighter. Some Rangers just shrug and laugh. I think it's great if it works, his decidedly more laconic teammate Colby Lewis says. It will now be up to the Cardinals to respond to the shutout with as much professionalism as the Rangers responded to the 16-7 drubbing they took two nights ago. Last night's game wasn't literally a must-win for the Rangers, but consider that when a team loses to go down 3-1, they have a less than 15% chance of winning the series. Teams that even a series, as the Rangers have just done, go on to win the championship at a better than 50% clip. There are, however, no known stats for when a pitcher takes to his knees to beg in the ninth inning. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Arlington, Texas.